the Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you've not yet downloaded the super cool Devil Radio app, go to your Google or your Apple App Store and look for Devil Radio.
Dominic, we played the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and we played a lot of sound today. Pentagon presser, Joe Biden presser. And now we got some real human beings right here in the studio. We got Z. He's one of the managers at Knucklehead, specifically the Milwaukee location. And Z, I see your mic's on, so welcome, man. Join us on the air.
Hey, Z.
Thank you, man. Appreciate y'all having me. So you said, person. So you saying I count for two? You saying I'm a little big, man?
Oh, no.
Come on, Mike. I come in here and you...
Come on, not relatives and fancy.
There's
right
really nothing
there.
I can really say or anything.
Man, come on, man.
I'm like three.
Oh, man.
No, Z, I'm kidding. You're a similar size to me. I'd say that's like perfectly sized.
There we go.
And then you got diminutive sized and oversized. So I'd say we're right where we're supposed to be in the sweet spot.
Little sweet spot, a little honey hole, if you will.
Tell us about the Milwaukee Knuckleheads location.
Yeah, man. I mean, the shop's at 2949 Oakland Ave, kind of kitty corner from Walgreens. I mean, if you know the area of Milwaukee at all, man, stand up, what's going on? It's a nice little quaint shop, alternative culture shop. We got a little bit of everything. We got CBD, Delta 8. We got a bunch of different hardware as far as, like, nicotine devices, like salt nicotine, e-juice. We got all the papers. We got the wraps. We, if you like tobacco, non-tobacco, we got glassware, pipes. We got everything, man. I mean, we're a novelty shop. We're all around. We don't want to call it a mom and pop because we don't necessarily got the mom and pop in there. Well, we do. We do. Let me not say that.
I've met Pop at least.
Well, Pop, we got some moms. We got some moms in there. We got a couple grannies, too, coming in for the Martha Stewart gummies, man. I mean, it's popping with some pops. Look, no pun intended.
Now, see, knuckleheads, there are a lot of newcomers to the cannabis industry, but knuckleheads is one of the established, one of the trusted names in the cannabis industry. Knuckleheads, especially here in Madison, it's been on State Street for years and years. We've been doing business with knuckleheads for some number of years.
Yeah.
Why is knuckleheads better than all these interlopers?
That's not a question, man. It's a staple. It's a staple. We know what we're talking about. All of our people are certified. We're certified knuckleheads. Like we like to get rowdy, but we be bowdy, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, we know our stuff. We enjoy what we do. We all love working at the shop, and it's nothing more than that. Like, you come in, you're going to get a good experience with us.
And they've got a new location here in Madison, I believe 520 State Street. We partied down there for Maxwell Street days.
Cheers to that. Yes, sir.
I was just in there the other day in the Knuckleheads location on State Street, and that's a shiny new store, and they got lots and lots of inventory there. But the humidors, and I don't want to leave this out because I know Michael's very proud of his humidor. Michael's the pops part of the mom and pops, but... The Knuckleheads Madison location on State Street, man, it's got a one-of-a-kind humidor, at least for this town. How big is that as part of your inventory, as part of the goods and services sold at Knuckleheads?
Oh, no, people love the cigars. Everybody comes in. That humidor, the one in Madison,
now, how do you know
a
good cigar? Because I've smoked plenty of bad ones, but not so many good ones.
You just got to... You got to know, you got to be a cigar smoker to know a good cigar. Or otherwise, you're going to just kind of pick some up for the flavor, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go with the sweetest cigar you can find, and then you'll be all right. You'll be happy.
Now, Z, do the staff at Knuckleheads, are they cigar connoisseurs? If I wanted to go in there and I was going to go golfing, let's say, sometime later, and I want a couple of cigars after I win all the parlays, I want to smoke a victory cigar. Are they going to know where to point me towards the good ones? Is it all cost? How do you know?
We're going to be able to get you where you want to go, man. So we do have people that kind of like take charge of that department, know more about cigars than some others, just kind of like with all the rest of our departments too, you know what I'm saying? But all of our people are going to be able to peep some stuff out, ask you a couple questions, gauge your interest, because everybody's got a way they want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already got an idea of like what you kind of want. You just got to be guided into the direction. So we're all going to be able
kind
to
of like kinda... my wife with dinner later. Like, I'm just guiding her towards something, including beef.
I you said that, not me, man. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm not getting in trouble with my
I
wife.
I wasn't even going there, boys. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got one of our fine sponsors right here in the Madison studios. He's Z. He's the manager at Knuckleheads, the Milwaukee location. But Madison's got a fine location on State Street. Is there more than one Knuckleheads here in town? There is there not?
There's the two. So the two, the one, I mean, in town Madison, we got the 520, which is the one that just opened. And we still got a little bit of, you know, stuff going on at 550. It's not too much, though. We're kind of really going towards the 520 location. Like you said, it's so shiny.
Yeah. And it's right on the ground level. It's handicap accessible. Exactly. The other location, a little tougher to get to.
Yes.
But let's talk about what people really go to Knuckleheads for, the cannabis products. And cannabis and a smokable cannabis product, especially the Delta 8 I hear the kids are using these days, that is effectively a legal consumable cannabis product that many people find great pleasure from utilizing. And it's legal. It's legal under state law. It's legal under federal law. Yep. I see this as something of a loophole because obviously marijuana is not legal in the state of Wisconsin, but the Delta 8 and the cannabis that you guys are legally able to sell at Knuckleheads, many say does the trick.
Yeah, no, CBD, Delta 8, we got a little bit of Delta 10 that's kind of popping in, some disposables and whatnot, but we got levels to it, man. Everybody's going to be able to, whether you want to just get a baseline kind of just therapeutic relief, you got some pain, some aches, some ailments, cool, you can go with the CBD. If you want to kind of relax, sit in the couch a little bit and, I don't know, maybe watch a game, play a game, feel like a game, you got some Delta 8.
Z, what about terpenes? I hear this term often associated with cannabis. Mm-hmm. Will your staff be able to explain to me or point me in the right direction certain scents, certain aromas? They have different physiological effects.
So the terpenes, it's like you find terpenes in so many different things too. Terpenes are kind of like occur naturally in other products, like oranges have terpenes, stuff like that. So the terpene is more of like a preference thing as well for people. You know, the flavor is kind of what gets a lot of those, the terpenes, what loops you in. It's like, oh, I really want kind of like the citrusy terpenes, you know, I like that flavor. So as far as like the Delta 8 though, you know, that's gonna be found in a lot more of the waxes where those are more like pungent. You know, as far as terpenes go, the cartridges as well, the disposables, you know what I'm talking about?
I do see. In fact, I do see. He is one of the fine managers at Knuckleheads. Probably closest location for most listening is 520 State Street. Go find him there. The new, more accessible, shiny, clean location. It's got the humidor. It's got all the fine cannabis products you are looking for. And see, quickly,
yeah,
you do a little radio yourself, man. You got a good radio voice. Oh, for those baby in the Milwaukee area, they can see or hear you more accurately on 101.7 in the mornings. You're on the truth,
that's,
man.
That's right. On the truth, MKE in the mornings, man. And Monday through Friday, 7 to 10.
So they keep you busy.
They do. I mean, but Knuckleheads keeps me equally as busy, man. And, you know, right now we got a sale going on. For the month, it's up until the 19th. Like, all of our disposables, Delta 8, nicotine, CBD, buy two, get one free. The CBD and Delta 8, like the flower and the other stuff, some edibles, 25 to 50% off. Glass is going to be 25, 30% off.
Nice.
15 to 75% off for sure on the rest of the store.
Clearance. You'll save money. Tell them the devils.
Everything, man. $25 gets you a raffle.
Thank you, Z. Have a great night.
Yeah, thank you, man.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
And the buck stops with me.